us pray prayer together on our knees. Let us pray prayer together on our knees. When I fall on my knees with my face to the rising sun, oh Lord, have mercy.
Welcome to The Bible Speaks with Elgin Kerlock. The Bible Speaks is a weekly ministry of Harvest International. Our prayer is that The Bible Speaks will encourage you in your study of God's Word. You will be able to contact Elgin at the address given at the end of this broadcast. And now, here's Elgin.
Brothers and sisters, I greet you in the name of our risen Savior, Jesus Christ, and welcome you to Words of Inspiration. Today, we are going to, actually for the entire week, we're going to have discussions on the topic of God's got you. Because we go through a lot of challenges in life, and sometimes we wonder where God is. Are you on vacation? Do you not hear me? Am I not praying loud enough? Father, I'm just trying to understand why I have to deal with these things. And so we're going to look at several scripture over the course of the week and just have some discussion on what they mean and how we are to walk our lives out as a result of our understanding. So today I want to look at Luke chapter 12, verse 48b, and reading from the New Living Translation, it reads, "When someone has been given much, much will be required in return. And when someone has been entrusted with much, even more will be required." Luke's statement of when someone has been given much, much will be required in return is a principle that underscores the responsibility and accountability that come with abundance or privilege. This passage is part of a larger discourse where Jesus teaches about faithful stewardship, diligence, vigilance, and readiness for his coming. The context suggests that those who have received more, whether in terms of wealth, resources, knowledge, or spiritual gifts, are expected to use those gifts not solely for their own benefit, but in service to others and in faithfulness to God's promise. The principle conveys the idea that with greater blessings or endowment comes a greater obligation to contribute positively to the lives of others and to work for God's kingdom. It's a call to stewardship, highlighting the ethical and moral duty to manage well what one has been entrusted with. In a broader sense, it's about recognizing that all we have is ultimately from God and should be used in a way that honors him and furthers his plan. This teaching challenges individuals to reflect on what we've received and how we're using it to make a difference in the world. It suggests that the measure of one's life is not found in the abundance of possessions, but in how those resources are leveraged for the good of others, the advancement of justice, the spread of the gospel, and the glorification of God. It is a sobering reminder that blessings are not merely for personal enjoyment, but are opportunities for service and testimony in a world in need of hope and healing. So what does it mean when Luke says that something that has been entrusted? To be entrusted with much means that one has been given resources, opportunities, or gifts with the expectation of wise and fruitful engagement. Luke is conveying that those who have been given such trust, particularly in the context that implies to stewardship over what belongs to God, bear a heavy responsibility. The even more that will be required speaks to the higher standard of accountability for those whom God has placed in a position of influence, leadership, or with abundant resources. This could apply to spiritual leaders, those with wealth, talent, or any form of privilege that gives them an advantage or a platform to speak to others. The statement underscores a fundamental kingdom principle. The blessings and gifts we receive are not solely for our own benefit, but are intended to be used in the service of others, as I mentioned earlier. This passage challenges believers to consider how they are using what they have been entrusted with. Are they promoting justice, showing mercy, spreading the gospel, and contributing to the flourishing of their communities? The implication here, the more we have been given, the greater our obligation to use those gifts in a manner that reflects God's love, justice, and generosity. It's a call to faithful stewardship where the ultimate aim is to hear the words, "Well done, good and faithful servant," as we heard in Matthew 25 and verse 21. In the broader context of Luke's teaching and the New Testament, the things we are given or entrusted with can be categorized into several broad categories, reflecting a diverse aspect of God's gifts to his people. These include spiritual gifts, material resources, knowledge and wisdom, relationships, and opportunities for influence. Each of these gifts come with their own set of responsibilities and is intended for the edification of the individual, their community, and the furtherance of the kingdom of God. So, brothers and sisters, I want you to take to heart all that God has placed in your hands and understand that it's just not about you. It's about how you bring him glory and how you bless others. I want to thank you for spending this time with me today, and I look forward to our conversation on tomorrow. Till then, God bless. I've wandered far
away from God. This program is cared for by listeners who care. Your prayers and financial investment in this ministry helps to keep the good news on the air. We look forward to hearing from you and invite you to write us at Harvest International, Post Office Box 6690, Ocala, Florida 34478. Again, that's Harvest International, Post Office Box 6690, Ocala, Florida 34478.